Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final Coach Home of the season. I'm your host, Mo Stewart, and it's a bit of a sad one, really, because I've really enjoyed talking to all of my friends from other teams across the season. And the three people I'm speaking to today are probably not going to be in the greatest of moods in some respects. I'll be speaking to both sides of North London later on to find out how they assess their season. But first of all, I wanted to get possibly one of my favourite contributors back on. Mainly because I'm not sure when I'm next going to speak to him. Phil McBethsey of the Walk Podcast, Luton Town. Now, Phil, it was ultimately an entertaining, if unsuccessful, season in the Premier League. And I would say that the game on Sunday against Fulham encapsulated that perfectly, right down to the early injury to a defender. How did you feel about the day and the season in general?
Hi Mo, thanks for having me on again. It's always a pleasure, and like I say, it'll be a shame to have a hiatus for 1 year, but we'll reconvene next year. Yesterday you hit the nail on the head. Rob Edwards said it himself. Yesterday's game was just a metaphor for how the season went. It was one of those ones where the first sort of 10-15 minutes we barely touched the ball. We just could not get it off of Fulham, which, like I said, was sort of the pre-Barkley sort of time, when before he started playing regular and started getting up to speed. And then we got in it, gave ourselves a bit of hope, and then it was dashed within seconds. Literally, we didn't touch the ball. They kicked off, they went up the other end, they scored a wonderful goal, to be fair to them, for them. And that happened to us at Burnley at home. That was a sort of mid-season sort of ish sort of time where we got ourselves in it, worked really hard. And then all of our hopes were sort of scuppered. Second half comes out, and like I say, we try and put a bit of pressure on, concede, get back into it, concede again. And I think it was just, like I say, that metaphor was ultimately, and I know that I'll get pelters for this from Fulham fans, but in the grand context of the Premier League, it was only Fulham. But the quality that was there, and a couple of those goals, was just something that we just couldn't cope with.